The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
May the word of God be in my mind, my lips, in my heart. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Basil Hume was the Cardinal Archbishop of the Diocese of Westminster in England from 77 until 1999. He was one of those movers and shakers in the church. At one point, he was considered the most electable for the papacy of all the native English speakers. He was well known for promoting interreligious dialogue and Catholic social teaching. He was a man of great strength and, at the same time, great gentleness, both wrapped up. I had the opportunity to meet him. I had dinner with him one night. Well, me and 50 other people. I remember meeting him. I'm not sure if he remembered meeting me. But a side note, I discovered that there are times when you have to be very, very specific when offered a martini. You may expect gin, but what comes to you is a glass of sweet vermouth on the rocks with a twist. Yeah. But anyway, Cardinal Hume was a Benedictine abbot when Pope Paul named him as the Archbishop of Westminster. And whenever he retold the story of the time he found out that he was Archbishop, most often he included the part where, and afterwards, I did not enjoy the rest of my meal. In April of 1999, he was diagnosed with inoperable cancer, and he died later that year. After the diagnosis, he told a friend of his, if only I could start over again, I would be a much better monk. I would be a much better abbot. I would be a much better bishop. But then, perhaps this is the best for when I appear before God when I die. This is the best when I appear before God, not to tell him how good I was as a monk, as an abbot, as a bishop, but rather that I come before him empty-handed, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. For then I'll be able to receive whatever God has to offer. At his funeral, this gospel passage was used. The wisdom of the tax collector is to know that no matter how good we think we are, no matter how much good we think we do, we all must appear before God empty-handed. We all must appear before God, for he has a much, much better gift prepared for us. And if our hands are always full of what we're showing God, what we're showing to others, of just how good we are, then that leaves us no room at all to receive the gift that God has to offer us.